The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. One of the scariest things about driving is the blind spot. There's the blind spot on the left where that car was moving into your lane while you were moving into his. There's that blind spot on the right where you turned a corner and just missed that bicycle commuter. And then there's the scariest blind spot of all, the one in your own driveway.
The pain doesn't get less, it just changes.
More after this from Charlie. In 2002, Dr. Greg Gulbranson, a pediatrician, was backing his SUV out of the driveway and didn't see his two-year-old son, Cameron, in the blind spot.
I was a pediatrician going over home safety. You know, watch out for extension cords and watch out for all the little things and keep your cabinets locked. I never even told him to get a camera.
The numbers show that there are 18,000 injuries and close to 300 deaths each year when drivers back up without being able to see behind them. And here's the irony. One reason the problem's gotten worse is tougher crash standards, which have made windows smaller and roof supports thicker. Bottom line, as CBS's Mark Strassman found out, most people have no idea just how much they can't see.
Even a small SUV like this Honda has a big blind spot. In the side view mirrors, all's clear. Nothing in the rear view mirror either. But if I actually backed up right now, look what's at risk behind the SUV. That stroller right in the blind spot.
Because of the efforts of Dr. Gulbranson and others, in 2008, Congress set a deadline for installing backup cameras on all new cars. It's been delayed twice, in part because of the cost, up to $200 per car, which works out to over $11 million per life saved, which sounds expensive, unless it's your kid.
So I would say to him, you know, I'm proud of you. Look what you did. I'm devastated. I'm so sorry. But, you know, we did something.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.